Welcome to Podzilla After Dark, where we know what you did last summer.
It's masturbating, right? What are you doing over there? You doing the Fred Durst bounce?
But the squeak was pretty perfect for the point that you were trying to convey.
Do you squeak when you masturbate?
Well, it depends on what you're on.
My penis is a goddamn, like, dog toy. And Mandy dropped her mic.
Into her crotch.
Oh.
So, there you go, internet.
I have nothing to say.
First time Mandy's crotch has been interviewed on Podzilla 1985. Welcome to the show. It's supposed to be creepy. We're getting off to a good start tonight. My name is Shannon Young.
Crotches and creepy.
Well, it depends
What'd
on the
you
crotch.
Say?
She said crotches are creepy.
I said my crotch isn't creepy.
Oh.
Because he said we wanted to be creepy.
I heard Justin say
we
something.
We have confirmation.
No, that was not confirmation. If it's confirmation, someone is dead tonight.
All right. Well, back to the creep factor.
Yeah, see, there
down
we go.
Down at the end of the table. That's Jesse. Maybe makes it through the show, Kimball.
I'm going to try really hard.
Tonight. What's that?
Nothing.
Huh?
Jesse doesn't feel well.
No.
He's a little under the weather.
That is accurate.
Yeah.
Because he got a flu shot.
Yeah, don't do that.
Also accurate.
I made jokes in person that I dare not make on the show.
Can't confirm they were pretty funny.
Yeah, but don't want to mention it.
You know, I support the flu shot. It's fine. Like, yeah, I don't even know if it was the flu shot. I also went out and played tennis, and I've gone running twice.
And you did lick all those doorknobs.
Yeah, that was part of the run.
Yeah.
I went to the worst neighborhood in town and started licking doorknobs.
That's the part that I wouldn't have done personally.
Is the doorknob licking.
It depends on how big you want your mucus man to be.
Uh-huh.
Lindsay, Wolfgang.
Hi.
To my right. Who looks lovely tonight, by the way.
Thank you.
Like, you look really professional. You look very cute. And then you have a pony necklace.
So?
Which just ties it all together.
She's got a nice new dark jeans.
Uh-huh. That have stained my hands blue.
Yep.
Wait, what?
Look at my hands. My fingertips are blue from rubbing my hands on the side of my pants.
Did you counterfeit those jeans yourself?
No.
Is it Christmas time
over
there,
just
Mandy?
That deep color that until you wash them a few times, they will rub off on things.
I think he mistook your orange for red.
So if there's blue stains on the car seats, I apologize.
I want to bring up that Mandy's over there drawing the Podzilla logo, writing Podzilla multiple times with markers, and she's... coloring it, was that red and white? Or is that yellow and orange?
That is
purple
orange.
Purple and orange.
Okay. She left the Z off.
She's got the Z on that one.
One of them literally says Podilla Z. Apparently it's the newest season of Dragon Ball. It's the one where Kakarot starts a podcast.
I'd listen to that show.
And the podcast is called I'm Just Saying.
That is actually a podcast.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Shit. I thought I was clever for once.
I mean, like, you were clever. They were just also clever.
They were just clever first.
Yeah, exactly.
First. You'd be surprised. I was shocked that we already had the name Podzilla, or that we have the name Podzilla 1985, because there's lots of podcasts that are just called Podzilla, but there's no Podzilla 1985.
It's true.
Proud to say that.
Dope.
It's so dope. You wouldn't even believe it. I have exciting Godzilla news, by the way.
You didn't even introduce me yet. You just skipped me.
I introduced you, didn't I?
Not really.
Oh, no, I didn't.
You said she was coloring.
Mandy Kennedy.
It's not even worth it.
Mandy Kennedy.
She's not Mr. Kennedy.
Kennedy. Mandy, pay attention to me, please. Mandy. Mandy.
I'm coloring. What?
So my Godzilla news.
What is your Christmas t-shirt sweater under your hoodie?
It's not Christmas. It's surfer.
It's when I used to live out in L.A.
In his head.
When I was a surfer boy. Okay. I said, see you earlier, boy.
Hmm.
You mean skater boy?
Shannon was a skater boy.
My sacrifice.
Why? Please.
All Creed all night.
You want me to go down?
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
Kind of. Oh.
Yes, I do.
Oh.
All right, crotch talk and going down. Let's put them together. Let's mash them up. Do you want to hear my Godzilla news or not?
Yes.
All right.
Sure.
Yes.
Guess who got their official constellation today?
Godzilla?
Thanks to NASA.
Godzilla has a constellation.
Godzilla has an official constellation.
That's awesome.
Yes. There's really nothing else you could say about it. Because if you've ever seen a constellation, you know that they're all bullshit.
What?
that don't look a single fucking thing like what they're supposed
Orion's
to.
Orion's belt is like a belt. It's in a line.
Yeah.
The constellations do look like what
and
they're
the
supposed
dippers
to.
Look
do
like
they?
Fucking
the dippers,
dippers.
All right, the dippers are the only ones that look like dippers. You show me that fucking crab up there.
Okay. I mean, it actually looks like a teapot.
It looks like a dipper.
No, the crab, Cancer. It looks like a teapot.
Then
like,
why is it a crab?
I don't know. It's been a long time since like 11th grade when I had astronomy class.
Astronomy. Pastrami class?
Yes.
Ooh. So Godzilla has his own pastrami class. He has his own constellation now. Congratulations to the big G.
That's awesome.
That was really cool.
Say congratulations to Toho and ask that you please don't sue us again.
I mean, they didn't sue us. They just sent us a cease and desist letter.
Which you think we'd be upset about, but actually quite happy.
Notice us, senpai.
And they did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see. But, you know, okay, apparently it's a gamma ray constellation. I don't know if that changes things, but they've also... Godzilla's not the first one. The TARDIS has one.
Okay.
The Starship Enterprise and the Hulk, among others.
Huh.
The Millennium Falcon didn't have one? Falcon.
Are you from comicbook.com? Are you a fan of this constellation? Is it time Japan gave Son Goku a dedication too?
No. Goku doesn't need one.
Goku sucks dick.
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not going as far as him, but he doesn't need a constellation.
I mean, I would agree.
You're right. Tails does. Yeah. I fucking said it.
No one disagreed with
what a brave stance
I know,
you took.
But Kaden has some kind of fucking comment in the back of his head. I'm just beating him to it.
I mean, Tails would be like 7th or 8th on my list of Sonic characters to get one. Sonic, Knuckles, Shadow, Big the Cat.
You can throw in Robotnik if you're
Robotnik,
trying to get desperate.
The robot chicken that you fight in one of the levels.
From the cartoon as well?
Yes, from the cartoon
you
as well.
You didn't fucking know his name, so it doesn't
Clucky.
Matter.
Is it Clade? Is it Clade the robot chicken?
Clade the robot chicken.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is over.
All right, Mandy, round two of video game knowledge. I need you to name off all of the enemies that you fight in the original Mario Brothers.
Like the Goombas?
Yeah, like all the bad guys'
the
names.
Goombas and the Koopas.
The princess and the others. Hanging with the brothers.
Hanging with the brothers! Can I just,
You got Goomba. All right, well, there's more.
The Koopa. And the Koopa Troopa.
Okay.
Are you being super specific or just the generic?
I'm being super specific.
The hammer guy.
Oh, the hammer guy.
I don't fucking know his name. And then there's a dickhead with the sun on the cloud.
Okay.
His name is Lacto. Rewind.
On the cloud.
What the fuck are you talking about? A dickhead with the sun on the cloud.
Sign. Yeah. She said sign.
Did you say sign or sun?
Sun.
Because he throws the fireballs. The spiny bombs that he throws.
He throws spinies.
Yeah.
That's not the sun. You think he's throwing little suns at you?
So I thought she was going Mario Kart with it. He's got the sign.
He's not in the desert. That's a different guy. That's Mario 3. Oh, my God.
His name is Lakitu.
That's great. It was Bowser.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. God damn.
I mean, in fairness, I probably couldn't have gotten all of them.
I feel like I can. Goomba, Koopa Troopa.
I already said those, so I gave you a pass. Mm-hmm. Shy Guy.
That's Mario
2. Now, is there a difference between the red shell and the green shell?
Yeah. Troopa and...
No, paratroopers have the wings.
Yeah, with the red.
Yeah.
But aren't there red ones on the ground, too,
and
green ones?
But they're just Koopa Troopers.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't have a different name.
Lakitu.
Uh-huh.
Cheep.
Uh-huh.
Blooper.
Uh-huh.
Hammer Brothers, not the hammer guy.
Close enough. I got the main word right.
Jesus.
Boo.
Only because
no,
it has hammer.
Boo, and
Birdie
Thwomper
and
Mario
like
3.
Yoshi,
are they?
Is that Mario 2?
Dry Bones.
Did you just say is Yoshi Mario 2?
Birdie.
Oh, that's Mario 2.
Birdo.
Yeah.
Birdie.
This is some bullshit.
I like this game.
Buzzy Beetle. Dry Bones.
Bullet Bill.
Huh.
Dry Bones is Mario 3.
Is he?
Yes. What's wrong
See,
with you?
See, at least it's not just me.
Mario 3 was just the best Mario.
Exactly.
It's the best Mario, but we weren't talking about Mario 3. We were talking about Mario 1.
Well, that's all we want to talk about.
Well, let's talk about the motherfucker of the week.
Okay.
All right.
This week's motherfucker of the week is the entire country of Saudi Arabia.
That's okay. Fair.
Congratulations, you motherfuckers. I ain't working for WWE anytime soon. It don't matter to me.
I'm sure there's some people in Saudi Arabia that are fine.
Oh, I'm sure there are. Yeah, you can't blame an entire country for a couple of people. Hint the rest of the world about us.
Oh, yeah.
But right now, Saudi Arabia definitely deserves it. So, but not going to get political. We're going to talk about scary stuff. Did you guys listen to Tuesday's show?
No.
Fuck.
I haven't had time.
Thought this was going to go better. It was a fantastic show where Asa and I talked about the, it was a list of urban legends from each state.
I saw his post or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't look into it.
It was a fun show. And
what was Pennsylvania's? I want to know.
I'm going to go look at it real quick.
Thank you.
Well, I tried to type in Asa Gray and it said Asa Greasy.
Asa Greasy.
No one can ever know. No one can ever know that came up.
Oh.
If anyone called him Asa Greasy, I'm pretty sure he would never speak to us again.
Well, you don't want to crush Asa.
All right, let's see. Pennsylvania's was stupid, if I remember correctly.
Of course.
They were probably mostly
stupid.
Oh,
no. Pennsylvania was awesome. It was Charlie No Face.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Listen to this shit. Listen to this shit.
What area did it
origin? Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Here's why we felt bad about this one. Rumors of a murderous faceless man roaming the streets at night were based on a real-life person who suffered an extreme accident that destroyed his face. He wasn't, as it turns out, a murderer. He walked at night because he wanted to get fresh air and to be left alone. Aww. So it was just a dude that lost his face that they started calling Charlie No Face and said he was a murderer.
Damn.
Yeah. It's a good list.
I'm assuming Jersey was the Jersey Devil.
No.
No?
That's the weird thing, because we also assumed that, I mean, you think New Jersey, you think Jersey Devil. No, New Jersey's was actually the ghost boy of Clinton Road, who, if you throw a coin into the river, he'll return it for you. Good for you, you fucking soy boy beta cuck.
Wow.
Went ham on that kid.
Jesse, you like Colorado, right?
Yeah, I used to live there.
We'll point out, Colorado's is Riverdale Road, which is, this one was bullshit. So it's, if you travel down the road on a full moon, you can see the hanging bodies of slaves in the trees. They have a lady in white, and one section or one road leads to a mansion that contained a satanic cult, and the gate of hell itself is at a chicken coop outside.
Is that kind of like the house that we drive past in Illinois that's got the gargoyles and the school buses?
That one? Yeah, right.
Now, of course, I can't read all of these off to you because, again,
you got to go watch. Listen,
you got to go
watch,
listen to the
listen to Tuesday show. Don't listen watch it.
To
listen
the to Missouri's, but I Missouri's.
How are we gonna not talk about Missouri's?
Missouri's. That's so here's the cool thing about Missouri's. Lindsay and I both, actually, maybe you too, Jesse. We have stayed near
the woods.
Yeah, Zombie Road, which is in Wildwood, Missouri, 10 minutes outside of the Wildwood Hotel. Where I have stayed at. Did you not stay with us at the Wildwood?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you did. Because,
yeah, you did.
Yeah, because it was when we went to Six Flags. It's when you were stuck in the room with Stephanie and
Krista.
You say stuck.
No,
in.
No, that was a different one.
Also, something's wrong with my mic stand. It is not even. It keeps wobbling and like slipping. I don't know what's going on with it. But yeah,
would
zombie,
you like another one?
No, I'm okay. Zombie Road.
I think it's just the tip of the road or the table there.
Zombie Road in Wildwood, Missouri is that one. But the one that I want to mention, because we can't talk about them all, but I do want to mention a very special one that means a lot to me and Asa. And it's in Loveland, Ohio. It's the Loveland Frog. He is a he is a humanoid 4-foot frog that hangs out on the sides of roads in Loveland at night and will stand up on his hind legs, wave a wand over its head, and shoot sparks to deter humans.
What?
That's the scariest urban legend out of Ohio.
Why?
So you know what?
Why
Saudi Arabia, you're off the hook. Ohio... Loveland Frog, you're the motherfucker of the week.
Why is Kermit's cousin crazy?
He's a son of
a
bitch.
He's from Ohio.
Fair enough.
That'd name one
but
good
Ohio
thing that came
is
from
for
Ohio.
Lovers.
The Rock
you
and
love
Roll
frogs?
Hall of Fame.
Not really.
Okay. Well, point taken then. Do you guys have your list?
I do.
In my head.
I don't trust your list, Jesse. You're clearly in septic shock.
That's what?
I actually wrote mine down.
Oh.
Prepared this week.
Look at her. She came prepared.
She
I didn't have
fact.
Time to prepare.
So what we're talking about this week, Lindsay came up with this one. We're going to talk about stuff that scared us as kids or when we were younger. I was never actually a kid. But stuff that scared us when we were younger. And I'm curious to see where we go with this. So since Lindsay was the one that thought of it, I figured we should start with Mandy.
Okay.
Lindsay was prepared too. She got herself all ready to talk, and then I just twisted her.
And the look on her face for a few seconds there was just Complete defeat.
It's Slumdog fine. Bastard just twisted you all.
It's fine.
By royal decree.
Here's the queen, everyone.
The dark.
Dark. Because we had 5 acres of land. And it was at the end of like a private, kind of like a county road, but it was like a private drive that ended with our house.
Oh, Jesse, the queen and with her private
like,
road.
And then there was like drive. A field, like a cow field behind our house, like in the middle of the night. And be like, fucking terrifying.
What the fuck kind of cows did you have back
demonic
there?
Ones, apparently.
Hey, that was
we
the,
didn't
this,
have them.
That was a cat cow.
And, but anyways, like, it was just fucking terrifying. And then, like, if my dog would just start barking in the middle of the night, I was like, oh, my God, there's an axe murderer out there because we have all this land for them to hide. And it was just terrifying. So, like, I didn't.
To think that Mandy woke up every night, oh, God, it's an axe murderer. And one of these days it'll be true.
Do the hide under the covers and not fucking. And my head was, like, at the window. And I was like, they can just look in my window and see me in my bed. And I would just, like, get under the covers.
How old were
and not
you?
Move. Forever. Like
you were forever.
Like childhood. I didn't even like the dark when I was driving and I had to park in like the other garage that was like in the yard. I would like hauls balls from that garage through the fucking yard up to the garage because I was like, there's somebody here.
I mean, I do that anytime I stayed at my friend Mandy's house because she was creepy. The same thing, just a big different Mandy.
Pitch black fucking.
Like, just
yeah.
Huge field, woods, and just the tiniest creepy noise. It's like, let's go back to the house. So, I don't want to sleep outside anymore.
I miss that shit. I miss that feeling.
Like, if I had someone with me, fine. Great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But
by
yourself,
I'm like, yeah!
Every little noise. Walk faster. Let's walk faster.
Airsoft gun.
I'm only afraid of the dark now here because I'm afraid someone's going to rob me.
That too.
Like, yeah. I have no fear of, like, creatures that could live in the darkness. I miss the days of being afraid of the dark for reasons other than, hey, you got some money.
Or they're, like, seeing shadows in the closet.
You got a cigarette.
Yeah, walking into the parking lot outside of Podzilla Studios is, doing that alone, not a good time.
Shady to say the least. Fuck, I'm tired.
Yeah, and right near, you know, real shady areas.
Yeah,
so
near crackhead, crackhead connection.
And you will get asked by people if you got any change, and you never know when that's going to turn violent.
Bob said he was coming back from somewhere the other day, and guy just walked up to him and said, hey, excuse me, sir, and Bob just said, no.
Damn, Jack.
And the guy told him, well, this gentleman just helped me out. I'm like, well, then you don't need help, do you?
Yeah. Damn, Jack.
When Andrew and I went to Texas,
plays no games.
Last weekend, I was getting gas, and this guy was riding his bike back and forth, like, across the lot behind the pumps. He's like, excuse me. And I was like, yes. You got any change? I was like, just got my card, man. Bye. And then he tried to hit Krista when she came out of the gas station, walked to the car, and she's like, no.
Wait, Krista Francis?
Yeah, she came up for a day to hang out with us.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
How's she doing?
Good.
She's living in San Antonio now.
Yeah. I know, yeah. She's out of New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Probably a good decision.
Yeah, she really likes it.
She's a big fan of the Spurs, if I remember correctly.
We're a big fan of Home Slice Pizza.
That is definitely true.
What's Home Slice Pizza?
Fucking amazing pizza.
Pizza place in Austin that's really good.
Yes.
Mm. Now Shannon wants to go to Texas.
No, I just want pizza.
I don't recommend driving.
You want to drive?
No.
Oh. Jesse, what do you got? What are you afraid of?
All right. No, I'm terrified of the flu. But probably one of the things that hit me most consistently when I was a kid. So my grandma, she had a beauty shop attached to her house. She had her beautician's license for a long time, but after a certain point, she just did friends and family only. But in her beauty shop, she had these really, really old, like, antique China dolls. That are like...
All you said was antique China dolls, and they both just shuddered themselves to death.
Those things are creepy.
Yeah,
and these were like 4 foot tall ones.
Oh, God.
Like, they were huge, and they just kind of sat at the back of her beauty shop. So anytime that Grandma was like... she would ask me if I could run down there and grab something for her real quick, and I'm like... Ooh.
You just tell her no. No, I can't.
Because she'd want me to go down there and like grab her, you know, some cash out of the register or get her. Because she also had a refrigerator down there. She'd have me go down there and get her a Diet Coke or something like that. I'm like,
do I have to?
Maybe not.
My great aunt Armena had her entire like living room just filled with those types of dolls. Ugh. And the only ones that didn't freak me out were she had like a whole set of like Wizard of Oz ones. Those were the only ones that didn't like bother me, but all of the rest of them,
yeah,
forget no, it.
Terrifying.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of dolls in general.
You know, I would legitimately, whenever I went down there to do something, I wouldn't turn my back on them. Like, I would, and this happened until I was like 14.
Like, you just stare
I would,
at them?
Yeah, I would stare at them, and then I would slowly back out. Like,
I still feel that way about mannequins.
Well, most of them don't have heads anymore.
I mean, the old fucking Navy mannequins, they're creepy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I walk in there, and it's still, and I'm like,
Oh, yeah, I don't like mannequins either. Everyone looked at me. Why'd you look at me?
Because you needed to tell Lindsay to go next.
Or that. I just don't get a turn.
I don't like porcelain dolls.
No.
Same.
I don't like the fact that the movie The Conjuring and Annabelle uses that really creepy porcelain doll to represent Annabelle.
It's like porcelain doll / ventriloquist dummy looking thing.
Yeah, they really fucked it up too.
And
like
she was supposed to be like a Raggedy Ann doll, right?
It was exactly a Raggedy
Ann
doll.
Yes, no, it didn't look like a Raggedy Ann doll. It was a Raggedy Ann doll.
Okay.
That is currently in possession of...
I don't remember their names.
Just Lorraine Warren.
He got it. Well,
Lorraine Warren. Yeah, in their hotel. Or not hotel, museum.
Yes. Surrounded by glass that says, do not talk to it. Do not listen to it.
Never open.
I...
The sign actually is legit.
That's in real life?
That's in like the... Yeah. The sign that's in... That's on the Annabelle cage or cage glass in the movie actually is that sign on Ed and Lorraine's...
Case.
Yeah, it just is in a much less nice looking font.
Mandy, have you ever watched The Conjuring or any of those movies?
Really Annabelle? Good movies.
No.
Well, The Conjuring anyway.
I might have seen it sounds like I've seen that one.
There's The Conjuring where they go to the family is being like haunted by poltergeists and they invite the two people to go to try to figure out what's going on.
I know we watched that
one. Something like a farmhouse.
That's been out for a long time, hadn't it?
A couple years, yeah. Oh, and then there was The Conjuring 2, and then there's also Annabelle.
And now there's another one coming out.
The Nun.
Yeah, nope, never mind. Not seen any of those.
It's based on real people, Ed and Lorraine Warren, who were paranormal investigators for a long, long time. That is the doll.
I've seen it before.
Annabelle. And like my thing with that, because I love the story of the Annabelle doll, and I love Ed and Lorraine Warren. I love their story, but
they're real people
yep. who have they investigated the Amityville house when that happened. They investigated the Enfield haunting.
Mandy, that's the real Annabelle.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one on the
Raggedy Ann.
Yeah, this is the Raggedy Ann doll.
So here's my problem with that is. Who the fuck would buy their kid the Annabelle doll from the movie?
Seriously.
Who would look at that and go, my six-year-old would love this
Mommy,
nightmare.
I want this. Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
The movie, it's possessed or something?
Well, in real life, it was possessed.
Supposedly.
Just a Raggedy Ann doll was possessed.
Well, yeah. So the real story of it is that this doll started talking to this allegedly. This is all alleged, of course. Was talking to this person, and they thought it was the spirit of this girl, Annabelle. Who had passed away beforehand. So they, I know it sounds weird, but they befriended the doll and they
The doll also has permission to, the spirit has permission to reside in the doll.
Right, right.
Yeah. Continue.
But it turns out that it wasn't Annabelle at all. It was actually a demon that the doll was cursed and it did bad things and it made people do bad things. So when Ed and Lorraine Warren got it, they put it in their museum, and it's behind glass, and you cannot get to it.
Yeah.
And it's been, like, blessed and all this other stuff.
Yeah, so their house...
In
real life.
Okay.
In real life, they have a museum below their house that is filled with cursed objects, haunted things. I would kill all of you to go there one time.
Why don't we just go there?
You can't. It's private.
Oh, I thought they had it open for a
while. No, and that's the thing. Like, that's part of the thing that makes me think that, whether you believe or not, that I truly believe they believe it's real because they will not let people down there except under special circumstances. It's not like you can just go there and go downstairs and look at this stuff.
They used to, or they did for a while.
I'm sure they've had open houses, but yeah, it's not like a museum that you can just go to on a Wednesday. Yeah,
they're trying to protect everybody.
Yeah, it's literally like they're keeping it away from people, so...
Because basically all of those movies, Conjuring, Annabelle, Nun, etc., mm-hmm. are all about Ed and Lorraine Warren's
except the Nun
cases.
The Nun actually is a
fiction.
It's a created thing, yeah. But like Conjuring 1 was I forget what the case exactly, but the second one was the Enfield Haunting.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there was the Annabelle.
Yeah. Right. And then in Conjuring 2, they actually started out with the Amityville
haunting. The Amityville House, yeah.
Which, if you know the Amityville horror movies, that was an Ed and Lorraine Warren case.
Do you know the story of the Amityville House?
I think so, but I couldn't tell you. I feel like I know I've had to have heard it.
I mean, it's one of the most famous ghost cases.
But I couldn't tell you it from my
Where they recently did one with Ryan Reynolds, wasn't it?
Well, you say recently. It was like 10 years ago at this point.
Wasn't that the one with the really whiny kid that I'm like, can we get past this?
Maybe, but it's the one where Ryan Reynolds is jacked because he just did Blade Trinity.
Yeah.
And he still got those abs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you might actually like, it was the reboot of Amityville Horror.
Yeah.
And it stars a very jacked Ryan Reynolds. Which
and shirtless, fairness, often.
Often. He's been jacked ever since.
Yeah, good for him. Glad he's doing well for himself.
Such a beautiful.
Now, the actual Amityville thing was this person named DeFeo murdered his entire family while they slept. And then the house was supposed to be haunted. So the Lutz family moved in and moved out within, I think, a couple of weeks.
Yeah, okay.
Because they said it was haunted. They never went back to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if off topic, but there is a fantastic documentary called My Amityville Horror that is about their youngest son. And not just his experience with the haunting, but his life since then. Because that whole family was dragged through the mud by the press, by people who said they were fake. So it's his story. Dude is fucked in the head.
Now, are they the ones, they literally just up and left everything.
They just left. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's actually people living there now.
Who said they've never experienced anything.
Yeah. And they actually sued every time that movie is produced. Like this house, people go out to visit this house.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, I see the haunted house. Like, it's not haunted. It was a hoax.
It's iconic.
Or they're just not believers.
I mean, believers are not,
but
like...
If you didn't believe, why would you go there?
Well, I think she...
No, I meant the people that are living there.
Yeah, because people that live there now absolutely don't believe.
Yeah.
And, they've been living there for years with no problems.
Well, the funny thing about the Amityville house is that... So the family, they legitimately did up and leave. They left all their possessions there. And you wonder, why would they make that up? Like, they didn't know they were going to get a book deal. They didn't know they were going to get a movie deal. Why would they make that up and leave? Their son, who is a basket case, has been literally insane about all of this and still swears up and down that everything that happened was real. Like, why? You know, you wonder sometimes, like, why would they make that stuff up?
Yeah, like, part of me wonders if it was
that long, if it was fake, like...
Like, one of the big conspiracies, or conspiracy theories, I guess, about it is that it was they were approached by Ed and Lorraine Warren... so this happened here and we have a chance at possibly making this a successful like media enterprise.
See, I don't believe that because I have never seen any proof that Ed and Lorraine Warren were anything other than legit. Like maybe not that what they believed was real, but they actually believed it.
I don't disagree entirely with that. Like I said, I don't necessarily buy into that particular theory. I don't think that like 90% of, I mean, I really don't think any of what they encountered was real, but at least 90%, I'm fairly confident wasn't real.
That's a whole different show.
Yeah.
That we could do.
That's a Tuesday show.
No.
No.
Asa wouldn't touch that with a 10. Oh, it's I Want to Believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. That for sure.
Yeah.
Because I still maintain that we don't know what's out there.
I mean, we're talking about aliens. I absolutely believe aliens exist.
Well, I'm talking about just the supernatural in general, you know. And here's a crazy thing I want to throw at you. And I know this is completely off topic of what we were talking about. But let's say, so the Elon Musk theory that civilizations that are more advanced than us, that have existed longer, have created a simulation that we are a part of, that this is all fake, and that everything that tells us differently is evidence planted by them to make us believe a specific thing, right? Where would you put ghosts and stuff like that in there? Like, not saying that it's real, but like that people, if they have seen these things, if it's a simulation, is that just a glitch? Is that something they threw in to fuck with us? Like, that's something I thought about recently of like, if none of this is real, if this is all, we're just a test program by someone smarter than us, then why are there paranormal activity and encounters and stuff? What is that? I don't know. That's just one of those random questions I ask myself sometimes. Let's get back on the topic at hand. Lindsay, What's something that scared you as a kid other than long, long, long pieces of dialogue?
Why?
And rambling.
Is that a hit at yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. So mine's sort of a two-parter because it's the same thing but in two different mediums.
Okay.
So sometime in the late 80s, even though I can't find any proof of it whatsoever, I swear there was a version of Alice in Wonderland that was all in like black and white pencil sketches on Nickelodeon, and it scared the crap out of me. Yeah. It was very much in like the original illustration style, which is really just ugly and disturbing, which I pulled up to show you because I doubt you've ever
I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it.
As far as that goes. Oh, God. And like there was one sequence in particular that freaked me out, which is indeed this picture I just showed you guys. And the chapter of that is called Pepper and Pig. And it's basically Alice gets to this duchess's house where there's just a loud commotion going on. There's a chef hollering and yelling about seasoning and like shaking pepper everywhere. And the duchess is holding what you assume is a baby that's just squealing. But as you get closer, you realize it's a pig that she's holding. And it just, everyone is very abrasive and it's already really like ugly and scary looking drawing wise. And it has just stayed in my head since I was a small child, but I cannot find any proof of this cartoon anywhere at all.
It sounds like an animated version of that original like Alice game. Well, there was Alice Madness Returns.
American McGee's Alice.
Yeah.
Like, I found all kinds of creepy, like, live-action Alice things that came out around that time frame, but
wasn't there one with dead animals?
Yes. They, like, turned them into, like, puppets or something. I found that on Netflix a couple years ago, and I made it about two-thirds of the way through it, and then I turned it off.
It's disturbing.
But then, in 93, for Christmas, my aunt got me a picture book. Of the same damn thing.
Oh, God.
I did not open this book until I was in high school.
Let me take a look at this. Was you looking through the other day?
Yes. Well, I pulled it out this morning. But yeah, if you want to read the illustrator on there, that's what I was going to do. It's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. It's still just a kid's drawing. Where the napkin is the one that really freaked me out. But same thing. It's the pig and pepper. Huh. Bit and like it's not quite as disturbing as the early one, but it's
nose
still
can kill somebody.
Yeah,
it's like a sight.
It's still really, really disturbing to me. Like I can look through it now, but it's still just very unsettling.
Oh, that Mad Hatter.
Uh-huh. So picture like 10-year-old Lindsay getting this book. At this time, I'm still very much like My Little Pony, Barbie's pretty stuff.
Trying
and
to put some hair
get
on
this
you.
Like disturbing version that's illustrated by John Bradley.
The John Bradley?
That's what it's done. If someone wants to look it up to see it, because clearly this isn't a visual thing, but I brought it for you guys to see.
It's a great visual aid for the podcast.
Did you ever see or play any of like those either of those Alice games?
I've seen them, but I've never played them.
They're really, really good. At least Madness Returns is.
The original was too. It's just older.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't played it, so I couldn't
like,
tell
I
you.
Love all the Alice in Wonderland stuff, but it's just, I keep finding disturbing versions of it.
See, I keep finding sexy versions of it, where Alice isn't so much lost in Wonderland as she went there on purpose to get a career in the sex industry.
Huh.
Well, that's interesting.
But yeah, there's a morbid part of me that would like to find this cartoon again, just for proof that it exists, but I can't for the life of me find it.
All right, so your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to find this creepy Alice in Wonderland and send it to Lindsay.
And like I'm almost Bombard positive it. That it was all black and white. There might have been some like red coloring when you got to the Queen of Hearts, but it was very just like sketched out black and white.
I'm glad
I'm not on drugs.
I do remember an old Alice in Wonderland cartoon, but I don't remember it being that creepy.
It was too. It was Disney.
Yeah, I was about to say there was a Disney one for
you. The Disney one is not creepy. I can watch the Disney one all day.
No, there was a Disney one.
Yes, I know. I'm well aware.
Well, all right, since we're talking about stuff we watched that creeped us out, I'll go next. And I'll say that the thing that creeped me out the most when I was a kid was E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Yeah.
And I shit you not, I was so scared of that fucker. I couldn't even look at him. if we saw the video in the store, I had to turn away from it. He scared me so much. No, he was a creepy bastard.
You just need to watch it in Spanish, and then all you'll do is laugh.
True story, and I think I've told it on the show before. It just came out like on VHS, because that's how old I am. And my mom's friend gave her a free copy of it, and I refused it. I said, no, I don't want it, because I'm so scared of it. And all the drive home, my mom made fun of me nonstop about why I'm afraid of E.T., the extraterrestrial. I made her stop at a store and go in and buy it. Just to prove I was a man. But E.T. scared the shit out of me. I'm going to go again because mine was really short. You know what else scared me when I was a kid? The Noid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is that?
You it was the old Noid? Domino's mascot.
Avoid the Noid. Show him a picture of the Noid.
I'm getting it.
This
I'm
motherfucker
it.
Was nightmare fuel.
He was stop motion animation. I'm pretty sure he was done by... that Christmas special I have, and he did the California Raisins.
Yeah. Oh, what this is his fucking name? Thing.
You, are you looking up the Noid?
Jesse already found it.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Okay, I do remember this thing. The drawing of him isn't as bad, but when you see him in stop motion animation, yeah, he was terrifying.
I've never seen that fucking thing in my life. I'm glad.
Yeah, he was the bane of my existence as a youth. Oh my God. What a scary prick. Mandy, go ahead. I'm getting chills just thinking about it. My name is Chills, and I hope you're enjoying my narration.
Storms / like definitely tornadoes.
Mm-hmm. I'm still scared of tornadoes.
This isn't really fitting into the Halloween spirit. AIDS.
Nature.
Yeah.
You're not going to like one of my questions then. Anyways.
Is it AIDS?
No. No, I just, like, especially if, like, a thunderstorm was really bad. Like, it didn't even have to get up to, like, tornado. But it was like, I was like, no!
So I love that
and,
shit.
Like, if there was tornadoes, I was probably crying in a corner.
I love
begging
storms.
To go to someone's house with a basement.
I used to do that with my dad because we lived in a trailer.
Yeah.
So whenever we get tornado warnings, I would tell my dad, like, maybe we should go to town and go to the shelter. He's like, we're fine. And you could literally hear the roof going like... being ripped off.
Yeah.
No, like, thank you.
I mean, fine, Dad. This is a trailer.
We had like the half upgrade from the trailer to like the module home. So like not much
the
better in a fucking tornado. Yeah. So I'm like, can we crawl under the house? Because it had like a tiny crawl.
We literally had a crawl space
I was
under
like,
our
please?
House.
And my dad's like, no.
We're fine.
I like put like the mattress over me and like built a blanket for it. And I was like,
I think you're supposed to go lay in the tub and put like a mattress over you.
Yeah.
During a tornado.
No,
yeah.
I'm just like, mm-mm.
You literally they told me that you're better off going out to the ditch and sitting in the ditch.
Yeah, no, that's I remember my dad saying that, like, if we're not home and you can't get under there, go lay in the ditch. I'm like, I don't want to lay in the ditch. The road's right there.
Right?
Yeah, I can see the tornado. If I can see the tornado, it
can
see me.
If the car,
I will run
like
across the street to Mrs. Cunningham's house and ask her if I can get in her basement.
Oh, Mrs. Cunningham.
Surprised she didn't say Cunningham.
Mrs. Cunningham.
But Mrs. Cunningham was amazing. Don't make fun of her.
Mrs.
She's
Cunningham,
a sweet little old lady.
Probably went over there and had milk and cookies and watched the satellite.
We had
movies.
Cocoa and cookies and she bought us Christmas presents.
And then you probably got to ride her horse. And
she didn't have a horse. She had an adorable miniature dachshund.
Well,
tornadoes is a good answer.
Shut up. I'm not scared of them anymore. I haven't been scared of them in a long time.
I'm still scared
of
them.
Now, like when I have my kid and I'm like, fuck, I have my child, must protect.
Sacrifice
mode.
The child to the tornado.
But
throw it at the tornado and run the other
sacrifice
way.
Sacrifice your child. Tornado. My child's fucking cool.
I don't have a child.
You have a cat. Yet.
Why do you think I don't have a child?
Yeah, because you'd sacrifice. You
I haven't
probably,
died
you probably have. You've done sacrificed it for something else. You've sacrificed for immortality. That's why you're still alive.
God, no. That's the last thing I'd ask for. Hey,
the Highlander.
Do you want to keep living? Ooh. Jesse, what do you got?
Bugs.
Bunny?
What kind of bugs?
Nope. Just bugs. Now, whenever so when I was a kid, like now it's not so bad. Well, it's not bad at all anymore, really, because I've learned which ones to be afraid of. But when I was a kid, especially when I was really little, I distinctly remember more than a couple of times. Like, it was me and Jake both. I remember one morning waking up and seeing a. In retrospect, it probably was just a camel cricket. But in my memory, it was a colossal insect, like as big around as my head, which obviously isn't true. But it was huge. It was in our room in front of our TV. So Jake woke up and started screaming, which woke me up. I saw the damn thing. I started screaming because like I think we were like I was probably like 5 years old, maybe Jake would have been, you know, a year and a half younger, and we're just yelling for mom to come in and kill it because it was just this gigantic bug. And like that's not the only time that I have done embarrassing things around bugs in my youth. It happened pretty frequently. Spiders even worse. I didn't like spiders.
I mean, that's fair. Spiders are scary.
Spiders are not scary.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they are.
It depends on the
you
spider.
You tell that to Lucas.
I mean, Lucas, the cute, adorable spider that everyone loves
I will
online.
Show you Lucas the spider
it's
when
a,
we're
no,
done.
No, it's a CG spider. It's specifically made to
I
be
love
adorable.
Him. I have a plushie of him coming in the mail at the end of the month, and he's going to talk, and I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good. It's cute until a real life Lucas lands on your shoulder and you go, aw.
No,
or do you go, ah, ah, ah.
If they surprise me, that's different. If they're just there chilling, okay.
You fuck them up again.
The only ones that really get effed up is if they show up in my shower, then they're going down the drain.
You know, I have a rule with spiders. Like, if I see them, if they are in the house, they're.
Burn it to the ground.
I'm killing them. If they're outside, I leave them alone.
I will trap them and take them back outside as long as they haven't, like, crawled up on me while I'm laying in bed or show up in the shower.
Not hard murder. For
I
would burn the house down if I could when I find spider.
I try not to kill anything. So spiders, wasps, doesn't matter. If I can capture them, I'll let them out outside. I'm a pacifist. I'm a lover of life. There was one time, one of the scariest things I can remember. I don't remember if it was me or Lindsay. It was one of us. We were at our computer desk. I think it was me, but I also may be remembering your memories because we're close. As I'm sitting there on my computer, all of a sudden a spider is on his web and just comes down right in front of my face and just dangles in front of me. Ew. That scared me pretty bad. That freaked me out.
Yeah, when they sneak up on you, that's different.
That's not different. They don't know anybody.
I don't
they're
like
just
that
saying
game.
Hello.
Yes,
that's not what they're doing either.
Well, what's scary are giant spiders.
Yes, like those crab spiders.
Yes, the Japanese spider crab.
That's terrifying.
Mandy, have you ever seen a Japanese spider crab?
I don't know. Maybe.
It's the size of a horse.
Creepy.
It is the size of a horse. It's a crab, but it has giant spider legs, and it is gigantic.
Is that?
That's my plushie.
No, fuck that.
Mandy does not like spiders at all.
No.
Mandy's a buggist.
Yeah, though that was, and just, I also haven't had reason to like a lot of bugs, particularly the stinging kind.
Yeah, I've stepped on plenty of bees in my days.
I once stepped on a ground hornet nest.
Ooh.
Damn.
That was bad. I had 12 stings on each leg.
I only got stung really bad once, but I will never forget it because me and this girl that I really liked, we and our friend Bender, we went to, we were supposed to get this like royal jelly.
Son of a bitch.
And this giant wasp bee thing.
Happy.
Yeah, it stung right through me and stabbed her. It was pretty bad. She was in a coma for a while.
You were for my worst sting.
I was. It was in your.
It was in my robe.
It was. She put a robe on and she started screaming.
And it stung
but that was
me
a wasp.
In the back of my shoulder.
It wasn't a bee. Bees are cool. Bees are nice.
Yeah, wasps are jerks.
Except bumblebees. Bumblebees do scare me because you hear that just that zzz when they go by.
You talk about the really big ones.
And they're freaks of nature because they shouldn't be able to fly.
Bastards.
You know, whenever we were little, we had because I don't remember. We didn't call them bumblebees. They were.
We had like the little like honeybee things that would land on the little white flowers, and I used to run around barefoot in the yard. So I've had plenty of stingers in the bottom of my feet.
Ugh. Well, I hate like drones. Like one time. We were like out at the river and we're just sitting there like throwing rocks and we just hear like, and like a fucking flock of wasps. And we're like legit, we're like, what the fuck? And then finally, like the drone emerges, but it's just like, and legit. If you are caught on off guard, if you're caught off guard and you're just chilling in nature and you hear zzz, you're not going to fucking think of a drone. You're going to think of a flock of fucking bees.
Now I get it. Now I got it. I thought you actually saw a swarm of bees.
No. Was I the only one that got where she was
them.
Going? Oh.
Like there was a fucking captain ship among them. Leading
so,
them.
Yeah. So at first I thought that. Then I thought she was talking about like a drone as in like a classification of bee. And
yeah,
I was
like maybe the queen or something.
And I was like, is she just using the wrong word?
Right, right.
And then,
now I got it.
And then she started going with that. I was like, wait, there was a bee and drone?
No, because we went to like one of the lookouts. So we're like in the trees and then we just hear.
one of the urban legends, I forget which state it was Ace's favorite. It was giant radioactive hornets.
Oh, my.
Giant radioactive hornets.
From the Fukushima nuclear disaster.
That's nightmare fuel.
Yeah. I feel like if that was a real thing, that would have been on the news. Just like a 4-foot frog that stands on its legs and throws sparkles at you from his wand. Lindsay, what's your next pick?
My next one are the Wheelers from Return to Oz. I was terrified of those stupid things.
Watch out, Jesse. There's crickets.
What?
Because there was no response. So
because chirp, I'm the only chirp, one that chirp, knows chirp. I'm pretty sure Lindsay and I are the only ones that know what the Wheelers are, and they are very creepy.
Okay, so in the original Wizard of Oz, you had the flying monkeys.
Yeah.
That generation was terrified of, and I still don't understand why they're terrified of them, because those didn't bother me in the least.
I mean, when I was a kid, they did.
No, I was fine with them. But the Wheelers in Return to Oz just freak me out. They are basically very mute tone, almost like clown mime-esque outfits. Picture the clowns on like stilts for their hands and legs, but at the end of them are like rollerblade wheels. And they zip around at really fast speeds, and their helmets are like masks that come down over their face. And they terrified me. I did not fully watch Return to Oz until I was in high school because I was so scared of those stupid Wheelers.
Yeah, it sounds
like they
creepy.
Freaked me out even more than their boss, Queen Mombi, who like literally had a room of heads that she would change out depending on what face she wanted to wear that day.
She literally took her head off and put a different head on.
Yeah.
Also a Castlevania anime.
But those Wheelers just freaked me out.
Anybody else GPS signal not found all the time?
No Pokemon for you.
I need those gifts. My mom had a little cherub. Oh, fuck you. My mom had a little cherub soap dish that was just, you know what a cherub is?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, I mean, okay. Whenever I would go to the bathroom, it would just sit there and stare at me and smile. And I was so scared of it that I had to turn it away from me so it wouldn't look at me when I was in the bathroom. It terrified me.
That would freak me out.
I don't know why. It was just, its eyes just followed me, and I couldn't stand it. Like, I was actually scared to go in the bathroom sometimes because it would be looking at me. And then it accidentally broke. It was the happiest day of my life.
Accidentally, with air quotes.
Accidentally with a baseball bat.
Is that when you had the bat in the house and you shouldn't have been playing baseball?
Not that particular time, but that did happen once or twice. So yeah, cherubs are up there with like porcelain dolls for me. And ventriloquist dummies.
Yes.
I can't do ventriloquist dummies either.
No.
That whole Goosebumps thing with
Night of the Living Dummy.
Slappy or whatever his name
is.
Yeah. That terrified me as a kid. I remember I saw a Conan episode where they had an actual ventriloquist on, and I was so scared of it. I hate ventriloquist dummies. But I like Chucky from Child's Play.
He's not a ventriloquist doll, though.
I mean, he's
based on a My Buddy doll.
Ooh.
He's a good guy doll.
Yes, which was based on My Buddy.
Who was your buddy?
Oh, there was a doll called My Buddy. They had My Buddy and Kid Sister.
Whoosh.
I know. I'm not giving you your thing.
Not giving me my thing. Mandy, just please. This is filthy.
We're probably not going to like
and
me
I feel
much
I'm, I feel
one.
Like I'm getting sick or looking at Jesse, and it's pissing me off. Because, like, I can feel my head's getting a little swimmy and my throat's getting a little scratchy. And I was like, you son of a bitch. You fucking get me sick. I'm going to murder you.
Are you having empathy sickness?
You're about to have no head. You keep talking. No head for you. Welcome to the club.
All right, Mandy, what's your next one?
I don't. So it's probably not technically scary, but to me it's scary.
I swear to God, if she says toothless.
So movies such as Twister and Independence Day.
So natural disaster films.
Terrified me.
Yes, natural disasters like Alien.
Aliens could be a natural disaster.
Okay, I watched both of these movies whilst young, and they were fucking terrifying. I don't care.
I mean, they definitely were, like,
no.
To an extent.
No one was okay. Scared of Independence Day. Day.
Independence Day, no.
Okay. I told him earlier, and he's like, those aren't scary. I said,
the whole point is it's stuff that freaked you out as a kid.
Yeah, as a kid, we can probably watch
as a kid
them
or
now.
Like a couple weeks ago?
As a kid. I haven't seen them since.
Yeah, but I'll give you.
I permanently scarred. Well,
I'll give you
Twister. I
remember watching
Twister in Spanish class with subtitles and us just laughing at it. Our teacher was weird.
I'll give her a twist or two because that does remind you of a real natural thing that can happen. But Independence Day, starring Jeff Goldblum and Will Smith.
That's why she was scared.
7 or 8. Okay, it was terrifying.
Now, I will say some of those natural disaster movies were really scary for me too as a kid.
There's that one where like the fucking volcano explodes. That's and actually lava's
the
one
I was going to bring Dante's Peak, where the old lady walks through the
acid.
Or it could be Volcano.
Volcano. Oh, yeah, there is the movie.
That was
so they made two of them around
well.
The same time. Uh-huh. It's just like they made
Volcano was just the one that hit in a major city. I think it was like New York.
Okay, yeah, no.
I think it had Tommy Lee
like,
Jones in it, maybe. I forget which one was.
Yeah, I think it was. I think maybe.
Yeah, like Mandy was saying, I just remember the old lady walking through the acid water.
Yeah,
to go through. I'm just like, I know.
Some girl had to like stick her hand in the lava to push their boat or some shit, or had to dunk her. So I don't know, but it was also creepy.
I remember Will Smith opening up the alien's ship and punching him in the face and saying, welcome to Earth.
Is that Men in Black?
Very
no,
scary.
That was Independence Day.
See, no.
But, you know, that volcano movie, though, one scene in particular that messed with me a lot as a kid was the guy that, to rescue someone from a train, or maybe it was a bus, jumps into the lava and then throws the person he's holding to safety while he's slowly melts.
Burning to death, yeah.
Not burning to death, like just melting. He's just sinking into the lava, and the lava is only inches deep.
How is he not screaming?
Oh, he was.
Okay.
There is a part in, I watched The Fly the other day, and I thought, like, this is a pretty, have you ever seen The Fly?
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
I was going to watch it with you, but apparently not.
It's 2 weeks before Halloween. You aren't watching anything with me other than Hill House, which I appreciate, by the way. So I wanted to finally watch it, and you would not have liked it, for the record.
Oh, I know I wouldn't have. I've seen the transformation scene in it. It's gross.
It's not as gross as the vomiting scenes, which you talk about the lava stuff. In The Fly 2, there's a part where the security guard rushes the fly. He throws up in his face.
Ew.
And then the guy's face starts melting. He grabs it to like try to hold it and accidentally rips off his own face. And then it's just his gory, meaty skeleton screaming in agony. It is one of the coolest fucking things I've ever seen in my life.
Yuck.
It was awesome. I need to now watch The Fly 2.
Yuck. Yuck.
Rips his face off.
No.
Incredible.
No.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Classic,
Jesse.
Classic cinema.
Eric Stoltz, who was originally supposed to be in Back to the Future until they replaced him with Michael J. Fox.
So now, I know you mentioned this a second ago, but Chucky.
Did Chucky scare you?
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid.
Oh, like, Chucky scared me as a kid, too.
He scared me as a kid.
Yeah, no. Whenever. So, like.
Nope.
He was the only horror creature that scared me as a kid.
Jason, whatever. Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Hellraiser. Eh. Chucky? Nope.
Yeah, that's nightmares. Your toy coming to life and murdering you.
Yeah, like nightmares for years.
Didn't scare you, Mandy? It's because you never watched
it. Yep, that's
you probably never even looked at
it. I wasn't allowed to. My parents wouldn't let me watch The Sixth Sense either. I remember, like, they got to run a movie or something.
Jesus Christ.
And Pat got to watch it, and they're like, you probably should just go to your room.
Do you?
I mean, my dad did that to me, too, but it was Showgirls.
So.
I still watched it from my little door.
They knew, though. So, I mean, I guess they're just saving me so I'd sleep, and they wouldn't have to deal with me, probably.
No, that's fair. Because what would end up happening, like, my older brother would babysit us pretty frequently. He's 5 years older than me, and we lived directly next door to a video rental place, and he would go over there, he would rent movies or whatever, and so while it was just the three of us, he would make us watch gory slasher films.
Oh, wonderful.
Which again,
Jesse, like, watch the movie.
Yeah, me and Jake both. No big deal. But yeah, something about Child's Play just.
I still remember. Nope. I still remember the part that scared me as a kid. It's the part where she is like, she sees that he doesn't have any batteries in him. And then turns around, and he just goes like, you bitch, and just attacks her. I remember his kid going, oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
Fuck that.
I was not okay with the Chucky movies as a kid.
No, although they got progressively stupider.
They are. Yeah, now they are full-blown dumb.
Yeah, well, the new ones are actually pretty good. Have you seen Curse of Chucky and Cult of Chucky?
I've seen Cult of Chucky.
They're pretty good. Like, they're not great, but they're good. They take it back to being kind
of
scary.
Yeah, no, they definitely got rid of, like, just the goofiness of it. Because the Bride of Chucky was... Bride of Chucky and Seed of Chucky were both awful films.
I could very easily watch both of those because
Mandy
they weren't
scary.
Mandy
could watch both of those films.
Hey.
Yeah, easily.
So, have you ever seen the movie Eraserhead?
Yeah.
The part in Eraserhead where he goes to the baby. So there's, have you seen Eraserhead, Mandy?
No,
I have not.
He has this baby, and the baby literally looks like a bulbous alien deformed head.
Ew.
Wrapped in bandages. His body's wrapped in bandages, and it just screams and cries. It looks like a monster. So he goes to the child, and he unwraps the bandages to hold it. When he unwraps the bandages, he realizes that that was what was holding it together, and it's just guts
Ew!
On the inside.
What the fuck?
I don't remember that scene.
That is
all.
A fucked
Nasty.
Up movie.
Fucked I mean, I remember it being a film. Fucked up movie, but it's been a long time since I've seen it.
He then
but...
stabs it to death out of pity.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So don't watch Eraserhead.
So gross.
Yeah, I won't.
All right, Lindsay.
Happy
Halloween.
Yeah. So this one was, I don't remember if it was end of middle school or beginning of high school, but it was when like Stars and Encore were just coming on. And it was before I went to school. I just had it on the channel. What?
You were going to say your fear was basic television because you were so used
no!
to the high life.
Fuck you.
Jesus.
Once again, it's another movie that I don't know the title of it. I've never seen it since. I know the basic premise of it is there's a brother and sister that I don't know if it's like their grandmother or aunt or if it's just foster care, but they're in this like high class house with this old lady and they find a like secret door that leads them to a nursery and everything's all like pastel and like old school Victorian era almost. And it, like the room looks really cool. There's toys, all this stuff. And then off on the side, they see a little like canopy bed rocker type thing and you're like, oh, okay, there's a baby doll in it. No, it's a skeleton of an actual like kid still fully dressed and like hair somehow still on the skeleton, and because of everything else being like pastel and happy, like it, the stark contrast, it has just stayed in my mind. And same thing, I have no clue what the movie is to like go back and figure it out or anything, but that image is still burned into my brain.
A lot of things for people to find for you tonight.
I know.
No.
This one's more vague, though, because I don't even know where to start with
Someone
it.
Someone will know. The internet knows.
The internet knows.
The internet yeah. always knows.
Zane Laney will find out.
He probably
He's
will.
He's the one that tipped me off to Godzilla, so thank you, Zane.
Yay.
Appreciate that, buddy. I guess that's all that scared me as a kid. Yeah. Nothing else scared me.
Mandy.
You mean you have gone through four.
Except sock puppets.
How can you, why? Why sock puppets?
He's only gone through three.
It's a joke.
Yeah, but he's done like two each time.
Okay.
I really, I was joking, but I really can't think of anything that like scared me exceedingly as much. And we only have about 3 minutes left, so I will forsake my cows. Cows coming up to the door. That's scary.
this kind of goes along with Jesse's, but fucking grasshoppers. Still fucking freak me out because you don't know which way the motherfucker's gonna jump, and they be everywhere on doors. And
have you ever seen up close? You ever seen up close pictures of their faces?
No,
and stuff?
I wouldn't fucking know.
They got little munchies.
Yeah, let me look it up.
No, I'm not looking at it.
They got little munchies.
So I mean, like, yeah, they could jump anywhere, but
yeah,
like,
anywhere. I don't want that shit.
But what are they gonna do?
I had a nightmare one time. My grandma was staying with us at the time, and she was sleeping in my room. And I woke up, she said I woke up screaming that the walls were covered in grasshoppers.
I mean, like, I get that they could jump anywhere.
So I shouldn't show you the video of my store windows covered with grasshoppers.
If they land on you, what do you believe is going to happen?
I don't care! I don't want them to touch me because they're creepy.
Mandy.
No!
Look at
I don't trust you.
No, it's Mikey.
I would not trust
it. It's Mikey.
I mean, I've got a video of just there were like 12 of them on my windows
no,
at work
yeah,
one day.
Yeah, that's fucking creepy.
And I
Mandy, look at the
I want to see it.
I don't do this podcast with my eyes closed until I get in the car.
So you're saying you can't watch James and the Giant Peach because there's a giant grasshopper in
fucking,
it?
I don't right, fuck with grasshoppers.
Me. Mandy,
no.
Truce, trust me. Jesse, confirm.
No, it's confirmed. It's
confirmed.
Allie.
Let's, it's Allie. Okay. She's not a grasshopper.
Does she have a grasshopper
she
head?
It's just his wallpaper.
Does she have a grasshopper?
I needed you to make that bait real fast.
Oh my god! Remember Mimi's fear of
caterpillars?
She still has it.
She still has it.
She's
yeah.
so terrified.
It's so much fun to send her pictures of Caterpie.
Do you want me to do? I have two more, so I can do one more better one.
I do, but real quick, if you guys, for those of you that know us, if you know Mimi as well, please tonight put a caterpillar on her wall, make her happy. Go ahead, Mandy.
The Willy Wonka tunnel scene.
Oh, I love that scene.
That's fucking crazy. Crazy as fuck.
Was that the one where all the crazy colors?
Yeah. Like you have the chicken's head gets chopped
off,
and there's like snakes
getting loud as fuck. And
there's no earthly way of knowing which direction we are going.
Fucking insane.
Yeah, honestly, the only two parts of that movie that ever really fucked with me was when they were floating up towards the fan.
Yeah.
And when the kid got stuck in the tube.
Augustus.
That movie is like fucking with me in general. Like that one girl gets blown up and rolls around. Like,
yeah, I mean, that didn't really fuck with me much.
It's like, all insane.
I think I have like mild claustrophobia. because like see, stuff like that, like being confined in places, especially like that kid was going to drown or suffocate somehow in that situation.
Well, he was
going to
get turned into fudge.
Well,
the only thing that scares me is the remake.
No, yeah. Yeah.
Which is about
Charlie
terrible
and
it
the
is.
Chocolate Factory. Oh. Fuck that.
Yeah. Just you got anything else before we get out of here?
Yeah, I got one more. All of the schools in New Madrid County, literally every one of them is built next to a cemetery.
Nice.
Hunter can confirm this for me.
Why would that scare you? You don't believe in ghosts.
Well, when I was a kid,
zombies.
Remember? When I was a kid, my dad was a night watchman. Like, he did a bunch of shit for the school in general. But he was a night watchman, and occasionally, you know, if he couldn't find anybody to babysit for us and my mom had to work late, etc., he would take us out there. Like, me and my two brothers, we would go around, we would ride our bikes around, like, the elementary school and shit like that, after dark. Which was fun and cool and stuff like that. And then occasionally we would go inside and he would kind of roam the halls and shit like that. My dad would tell us all the ghost stories and shit because he swears up and down, like he's a big time believer in ghosts. And he swears up and down that he has seen so many ghosts in those hallways. So yeah, it was just, you know, with those stories, us being impressionable kids, we were like that every, like being in that building after dark alone terrified me.
Being anywhere after dark was scary. Like Mandy said, my house, when I was the only one up at, you know, 1 a.m. walking through the halls as a kid, terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely terrifying. It's amazing. You get older and you stop being afraid of that stuff. We should go back to being afraid of the dark. Lindsay, you got one more?
Gamark from The NeverEnding Story, who is the giant wolf towards the end of the film that was going to kill Atreyu. I love The NeverEnding Story, but I would always get nervous when it got to the scene at the end where he's in this kind of like ruins with fresco paintings of stuff that he's already done. And then there's just this painting of this wolf glaring at him. And when he turns around, it's in the wall behind him and lunges out at him.
Ooh, I got one more. The movie Uzumaki, which is Spiral in Japanese. It's a horror movie that I watched when I was a teenager. And even as a teenager, it creeped me out. Because there's a part where they turn into snakes. The kids turn into snails and crawl up the side of the building.
Ew.
And it's just freaky. There's also, there's a Japanese movie I can't remember. But there was one part, I turned the movie off after this part, where the guy gets out of his car and he's next to like trees and a road and stuff. And he looks out at the trees and you can make out faces.
Ew.
You can't really see them very well, but everywhere you look, there are faces staring back at him. And I remember watching that at 2 a.m. I turned it off and said, nope. It's one of the few movies I've ever turned off. That and Uzumaki, I couldn't finish them.
Oh, wow. All
right. Well, we're finished here tonight. We got to get out of here. We got to go get some food. What's that?
Furbies.
Fuck. Teddy Ruxpin.
Yes.
Sorry, I had to get that on my system.
Fucking Winnie the Pooh doll.
I love Winnie the Pooh.
When it ran out of batteries.
Fuck me.
We had one. Like Jake had one, and when it was low on batteries, it would sometimes go off.
Yeah.
And it would say shit like, you know, it was one of its lines. Like when it was low on batteries, it was like, please give me more batteries. But when it was really low on batteries, it would go off randomly and say, please give me more batteries. Well, like it sounded like a demonic fucking speaking spell.
Well, my friend gave me her Furby specifically knowing I hated them. And I put that bitch in the closet and be like, feed me in the middle of the night. Like, fuck.
And then Manny took her baseball bat and just smashed it. Eat that bitch.
Right.
All
right.
You guys have a good night. We'll see you on Sunday for the Nerds Up.
True facts.
Yeah. You guys have a good one.
Assuming I'm alive.
Well, if not, Manny's the new host.
Okay.
Nerd Up 2.0. Now with 100% more F words.
And tails.
And tails. Later.